You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And then with this week's parsha, we have two parshias, which are two of the parshias that go into the tefillin. You know, there's four parshias in the tefillin. The last two are Shema and Vehoyim Shamoya. The classic two parshias, the ones we say every day, Shema is the Kabbalah Solachu Shamayim, Vehoyim Shamoya is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, all makes a lot of sense. But then we have another two parshas, and these are the parshas that are in this week's parsha. Then the parshas boy, after Am Yisrael is going on Mitzrayim. So we have two parshas. The first parsha is Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, Kesh Baruch Hu's Mitzav Am Yisrael to Mekaddish Kol Bechor, to have a Kedushas Bechor on the children that are born. Then the next parsha in the parshas boy, the last part of parshas boy, is Ve'oyo Ki Aviyacho, Kesh Baruch Hu will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. It says the next pasuk, "Vehevarto kol peta rechem laHashem." So then you should bring all bechoris, or kol bechoris will be brought to Hashem. Kol peta rechem, kol peta shegebeimo. Also another parasha of bechoris. So the last two parashas, parashas boy, are discussing bechoris, and they're both of them go into the tefillin. So the shaila is, first of all, why are you two parashas to speak about bechor? Why is it not combined to be one? Kesh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael to do Bechor. And then it says again, Vayakiv Yecho Hashem Lokev Dere Tzakarani, you'll do Bechor. So just do one thing of Bechor. Why you have to ask two separate parashas? And obviously it is two separate parashas, because in Tefillin, it is divided. Tefillin Sheroish has four different batim. Two of them are these two parashas. Each one stands on its own. So what's the idea? You're dividing into two. And second thing is, from all parashas of the Torah, so again, as we mentioned, Shema Vayim Shemoya fits in the tefillin. Understood. Kabbos Olachut Shemayim, Kabbos Mitzvahs. That's what we do every day, twice a day, to be Mekabel on ourselves. That's how Yid Gu starts his day and ends his day. But what's this two parshas of Bechor? It's a mitzvah be'alma. You have Gdushas Bechor. Why is these parshas going to the tefillin? Why this fits over here? What's the idea?
They're also one parsha because first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Pesach, that's the
laning. Right. But doesn't mean it's one parsha. Just laying both.
Parshas, but it's also both.
Yeah, because they lane one after each other, right. That could be. Or even also Rosh Chodesh, we do the same thing. We lane Shabbos and we lane Rosh Chodesh. So that's first of all, to understand Bechlau, what's going on over here. Now, the second thing is, if you look into these parshas more carefully, you'll realize something very strange. The beginning of the first parasha starts with a tzivui, with the order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say the b'chayra. Kaddish li kol b'chor petek kol rechem neyisrael be'odom ve'im olihu. Okay, very nice. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Am Yisrael that they have to do b'chayras, right? Vayomer Moshe l'am. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Am? Zachor sayoyim ezeh she'atzati mitzrayim. Remember the day you left Mitzrayim. And what is going on? Remember, when you come in over here, remember to eat matzahs and not to eat chametz. Matzahs yo'achel, ve'lo yorelecha chametz, lo'echa serim chol gvulecha, v'igat to levincha, we mentioned in the Agada, tell the children, and it should be on your hands, it should be on your tefillin, and the tefillin is mentioned, v'esach gozim yimurdim yamimo. What's that? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak about b'chor. Moshe is not speaking about b'chor. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about the mitzvah Pesach. Mitzvah matzo and chometz of Pesach. The parasha starts. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Kaddish Li Kol Bechor. Then Vayir Moshe Lom Zochor Yitzayim Azen. Nothing to do with the order that he had. Only the next parasha that we're talking about. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu continues to speak about Bechor. Ha'ki Ve'ochor Hashem Alaretz Haknani. So then Ve'evarto Kol Bechor LaHashem. Bechor, usually the sequence goes together. Vayir Hashem Moshe Lemor. And then Moshe told Am Yisrael what it was supposed to be. Lechor, what's going on over here? Now, where was the order in Echadami to tell Am Yisrael about Chometz and Matzah? Where do we find that? That's earlier in the parasha. Happens to be when it says, right in the beginning of the Tzivuyim, of the orders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. Right? That's the first mitzvah. 2 years ago, we spoke a whole shiur about why that's the first mitzvah. Anybody wants to see his Torah anytime. But then it says there are many, many mitzvahs that you have with Pesach. So you have to do the korban, and if you don't, what's the korban? What do you do with it? You have the dam and everything else. And then that's how you can eat the kachat toich loiso, you have a chipozin, all the different mitzvahs of Pesach. And then in there it says, you have to make v'shavata v'samatzois, and it says over there, sorely matzah b'teichim, and kol yichol l'chil machmetzes v'nichosu ha-nefeshid. Matzah and chometz also mention this parasha. Right then and there, it says, v'yikra Moshe chol zikni Yisrael, and he gave them all the orders that Kishbohu told him. But he doesn't mention chometz and matzah. He mentions Ezoiv, mentions the blood, mentions Pesach. He doesn't mention Chometz Matzah. Interesting. Why does he skip that? The Ramban is bothered by that. The Ramban says that there, in the first mitzvah, in the first tzivuyim that Am Yisrael is receiving from Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Chometz Matzah when Moshe, because Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Amos, it doesn't mention Chometz Matzah. So why does he mention it? Says the Ramban, Chur it's missing. So the Ramban, he for sure mentioned it, it's just not mentioned. The Ramban doesn't explain too much. So, L'chura, without the Ramban, you would say, no, it is mentioned, just later, just by us. In the end of the Pasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, remembers to speak about Matzah and Chometz, which he omitted in earlier in the Pasha. Why does the Ramban doesn't want to say this answer? Because why does Moshe Rabbeinu wait till the end of the Pasha? Because Baruch Hu told him to give the Chometz and Matzah mitzvahs right in the first time they spoke to him. So Chomer Shemenu would say them in the mitzvah right away. Why should he wait for the end? So that's the Chomer. The Ramban says, probably Moshe Rabbeinu already said it originally. Why should he wait till later? It's wrote down in the name of the Arizal. He says in these two parshas, the Gevaldik HaChiddush. And that's what we're going to try to understand today. The Arizal says the following. We know the Moshe Rabbeinu was very insisting on bringing out with Am Yisrael the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav is not like someone told me today, it's not the role of the Eruv, that's something else, that's Erev Rav, right? But the Erev Rav means is the people, is really Goyim, that wanted to join Am Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. Right, they're Goyim, they weren't part of Am Yisrael, they had nothing to do with Am Yisrael, but they are Geirim, they're people that are not Am Yisrael, and they wanted to join Am Yisrael, they can't be trying. So it's brought down Chazal, the Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, had an argument. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, don't take them out. And Moshe Rabbeinu insisted that he wants to take the Erev out. Ad kedei kach, that when it says that Am Yisrael did Chet HaEgel, who are the ones that influenced Am Yisrael to Chet HaEgel? It was the Erev Rav. So it says in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich, raid, go down. Kishiches Amcho. Who's Amcho? Your nation. Which nation? The Erev Rav. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's your fault. You took out, you were insisting that the Erev Rav will come out. So Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, the advocate of the Erev Rav. He was the one who said, these people have to come with us. I want them to be with us, as we'll explain soon what's that. So that's what it was. They're the people of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Arizal. So therefore what? And here comes something which is sounds, if it wasn't the name of the Arizal, you'd think it's an interesting word, but it's a little hard to put in the Torah. Says the following. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the following. The mitzvah of Bechor, of the Gedusha of Bechor, it's something that belongs only to Am Yisrael, not to the Erev Rav. Because the Kedusha of Bechor, the Arizal says it in terms of Kabbalah, but if you have to lower it to our understanding, the Kedusha of Bechor has to do with the fact, what is Bechor? Am Yisrael called the Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning they're, so to speak, the favorite son. Why? Because it goes back to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Bechori Yisrael, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced Am Yisrael when he told Moshe Rabbeinu the first time to go to Paroi. It's Bechor, it's the Chavivus, they're the head of all the Amim, they're the first ones. So Yimele, if Am Yisrael, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, because of the relationship they have of Rami Yitzchak Yaakov. So therefore, when for the Geirim, you don't have that. So the Kedusha of Bechor, this big Milo that you have, that the firstborn is special because Am Yisrael is special, has to do only with the ones that are able to connect to that highest Kedusha, it's only the ones that are really connected to that. Basically, you could say, add to it, just Lamash of Pipshat, that the Bechoyres were supposed to be Koyanim, right? As the Gemara tells us in Menachos. So the Bechoyres were supposed to be Koyanim, the Koyanim have to be like we have today. The Koyanim cannot be a Ger, can't be a Koyan. So the ones who fit to the Gedusha of Am Yisrael, the Gedusha Bechoyra, that highest level is only Am Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Gedusha Bechoyra, the Mitzvah Bechoyra, goes only to Am Yisrael, not to the Erevav. That he knew. So said, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a problem. Because Bohu told me, he gave me an order, to be Mitzvah Am Yisrael with the Gedusha Bechoyra. But if I'm Mitzvah Am Yisrael Gedusha Bechoyra, and this says the Ari is basically the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael got after the initial mitzvah. So it was the initial mitzvah, Chodesh Zelochem, two mitzvahs Pesach. Now they're already going out of Mitzrayim. Now they're Am Yisrael. Ah, we started Am Yisrael. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we doing now? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll give you, let me tell you what Kishbohu told you to do. So the first mitzvah he tells them is Bechoyra. The Erev Rav will hear that the Bechoyra is not them. So the Erev Rav will rebel. They'll be very upset. So because they're not going to be happy that they're not part of the Bechoyres. They don't have that first mitzvah that Am Yisrael is getting when they're going on Mitzrayim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu decided, you know what? The first mitzvah, I'm not going to tell them about Bechoyres. I will tell them about Chometz U'Matzo. That also the Erev Rav belong to. Ah, the Erev will be satisfied. They have a mitzvah for them as well. Then the next parasha, I'll go tell them mitzvah Bechoyra. That's what Arizal says. Sounds very Mishunadik. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to, you know, switch and say a different parasha for the Bechoyres just because he had a cheshbon with the Erev Rav. He doesn't want the Erev Rav to be insulted, to be offended. What was going on over here? How could you understand such a thing? A peep shot? Just, but before we continue to that, just this, the Chura answers maybe the question of Ramban. So Ramban had a problem. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu don't say Chometz U'Matzo right away? Why is he waiting? So maybe, according to the Arizal, you have an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Chometz U'Matzo originally. He waited for now. And the reason he waited for now is because he wanted to appease the Erev Rav. He needs, so to speak, some ammunition to give the Erev Rav if they are going to need a mitzvah for themselves. Which is, again, also hard to understand. So what is exactly going on over here? You have these parshiyos, and these are the parshiyos that go into tefillin. And these parshiyos, based on the Arizal, were a way for Moshe Rabbeinu to, you know, get out of the problem of appeasing Erev Rav. Erev Rav, we're not going to be happy with him. It's a Bechor. So the first parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? What should we do? What can we give the Erev Rav that will be happy? Oh, Chometz U'Matzo. So he gave Chometz U'Matzo, and that goes into the tefillin. And now I have another parasha, which is parasha Bechor, that he gave Am Yisrael as well. So obviously, there's much more depth into this. And the cheshbon of Moshe Rabbeinu is not stam a cheshbon. Obviously, everything Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Torah, even when it says midaitoi, and unless it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was unhappy with what he did, it's all bedas kosher of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's going, he's ruach hakodesh. The Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be the peh of Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is bedabes shchim the best tochgoino. Everything that he does is pidas elyon, and the whole idea and the concept of Erev Rav that he wanted to do is not stam that he wanted to do Erev Rav. So let's try to get a little bit of a taste of an understanding. Maybe I'll be where we can catch a chap to try to understand what's going on over here in these parashas and the idea of the Erev Rav Moshe Rabbeinu. So we started talking about a little last week. We know that the Gilui of Yetzias Yitzrayim is the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. What do we say that? The Rashi in beginning of Parashas Vayera says, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, "Ve'eru l'avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'kel Shakai u'shmi Hashem l'nedati lehem." So Shmi Hashem, I did not give Shem Hashem to the others. So Rashi is bothered by it. What do you mean, Shmi Hashem l'nedati lehem? Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov didn't mention Shem Hashem. We do mention Hashem. So Rashi says, we spoke about it. I think last year we spoke about it in length. The idea of Shmi Hashem l'nedati lehem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the idea of Hiftachtiv lekiyamti, the Haftocha has to come down to earth. That's supposed to be what Rashi means. But I just saw a shiur from a Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where he speaks in length about the idea of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And to say what he says, it just and it really explains the Rashi as well. It's the idea of Avad, the others didn't have the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. They knew about that concept. But Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei has two aspects to it. One is the name itself. the Yud, then you have a Hey, then you have a Vav, then you have another Hey. And each one of these things, anybody who heard anything, you know, throughout our lives, we always hear that the Yud K is connected to one thing, and the Vav Hey is another something else. And we have these letters that, Kabbalah, each one of them has in it, you know, Oylamis, they have a world on their own. When the name itself, the name Dir B'Shmei Miroimim, has a lot of depth to it, Yud Kevavke, which we don't even understand. But then, there are ways the Yud Kevavke, Shem Hashem, the way it's revealed by us. The fact that we connect it, that becomes, we're associated with that. Yud Kevavke, not only the fact that it's up there in Shemayim and the whole world is controlled, but that we have Shaykhis to it. That's another Yud Kevavke. He's based himself, there's Rashi, wrote the Sefer Apardis. It's brought down there. He says something which needs, it's another discussion on its own, but he says, that's what Rav Moshe comes to explain in length in that year. But he says there, Rashi, that the Yud Kei Vav Kei, that we have, the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Aramaic. What do you mean Aramaic? He says, when you pronounce Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's supposed to pronounce, we pronounce it, when we have Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way we pronounce it is Adnus. Right? Like we have the Aleph Dal Nun Yud. But the way it's supposed to be pronounced, as the Gemara says, it's pronounced in some English, it's a language of Aramaic. So he says, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aramaic? Yud Kei Vav Kei Shebehem Nivru Shemayim V'aretz. Hayo Hayo V'yiv V'mavis HaKoyah, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the Boyer Goy, the Gro, in Shulchan Aruch, every time you say the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Mechaven, that he's created, the creator of the world, and the manning of the world, what does it mean the Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aramaic? So that's what Moshe explains. Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Shamayim, it's obviously not Aramaic. And it has, every letter has Oilum, Oilum Loya. But the way we pronounce it, the way we are associated with it, is through Aramaic. And why Devka through Aramaic? That's what he goes to explain in length, why it has to be through Aramaic. But that's what the Yud Kei Vav Kei means. There is a Yud Kei Vav Kei up there, and there's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it appears by us. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the others knew Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the Yud Kei Vav Kei need to come to us. It needs to be, we have to connect it. We have to have Shem Hashem on us that we're able to be, bring Shem Hashem down to us, to a human being. There's a whole discussion, you know, in the Maise. We know that Kabbalah, when you have davening, there's Kavonis, Kavonis Ari, it's Gavaldiga things. Kavonis Ari, you can, anybody saw a Siddur with Kabbalim, you can have the whole daven Shachris, it's basically to, it's one word per page, because each word has all Kavonis around it. And obviously, the Kabbalim, that's what they daven. They daven with these Kavanas. But it's brought down that many Gedolim, even though they were Oseh B'Kabbalah, and they knew this Kabbalah, when they davened, they davened Lefi Pshutay. They davened Mamash Parashat Pshat. Why? Because there is Indian Kabbalah up there in Shemayim. Obviously. And the Shemus and the Shemus Mashpia, things we don't understand. But then there's the way how we connect. It comes to us. Like the Yud Kei Vav Kei coming down to earth. We have our own. These Gedolim found that we're not connected to that level of davening with that kavana. So for them, kavana means kavana pshuto. When I have to be meich l'shem Hashem with myself, it's the way where I am, where I'm holding. You're bringing Shem Hashem down to earth to us. So the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is really to be megale, like Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to here. That's what it is. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll talk about how this comes out in Kriyas Yamsuf. But if that's the whole Gilu Shem Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that it's Gavaldik. You want to bring Shem Hashem down to here. You bring Shem Hashem down to earth, down to the world, so you bring it down to Am Yisrael. It's beautiful. Obviously, Am Yisrael, Megal Shem Hashem, Am Zu Yatzati Li, Tilos Yisaperu. This nation are going to carry Shem of Hashem. They're the ones who are going to reveal to the world who Hashem is in the world. Beautiful. That's Am Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I want to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do more than that. I want to bring down also to a lower level, to down to here to the world, not only B'Shem Yisrael, not only Am Yisrael will be the ones carrying Shem Hashem, but even Uma Soil will be able to connect it. Even people that are not Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will be able to connect to that Shem Hashem. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu felt. I need to have Erev Rav here. Am Yisrael is great, but I want to bring Shem Hashem even lower. I want to spread the word to the world. When you think about it, you realize this is really the tachas of the world. As Rashi explains on what we say on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the Rebbe Rashi says it. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Shu Elokeinu Ata, Hashem who is our God now, Hashem Echad, He will be Hashem of the whole world, Lo Asid Lavoi. Lo Asid Lavoi will be revealed that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be, is Hashem of everybody. Tayatu Shechem Echad Le'avdecho, we'll be davening the tefillah and Rishon Yom Kippur, v'yisayu kor le'avdecho, v'yidnu chakesa melucha. The whole idea is to get the tachas of the world, and the whole world will be under Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to try to bring it already now. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, insisting, I need to have the Erev. I want, it's not enough, Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, is gevaldik. But I need to have even more than that to bring Kedushas Hashem down to the world. It's well done, Chazal, the way that Arizal explains it. Now that, when Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zoyche to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he was bearing Chutzarts, so Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why you're bearing in the Midbar? So that way, when you get up to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to bring all the mace in Midbar, all the people there in the Midbar, and specifically, talk about the Erevav. Your nation, the Erevav, eventually will come and become part of Eretz Yisrael. There's a time on Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a little too early. It's not the time yet. Am Yisrael are, and right now it's Am Yisrael, it should be pure Am Yisrael. Because the Erevav, in one hand, will bring such a Kedusha to the world, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the earth, down here, to everything, but on the other hand, brings a huge risk. And that's really what happened in Chet HaEgel, that they led Am Yisrael to the other direction. So they, if they bring the Kedusha, it's a Gevaldik Kedusha. But Mitzad Sheni, on the other hand, like everything else, Zeh Keneged Zeh, they can bring the biggest tomb. So that's what the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was, it wasn't, we weren't ready yet. The Am Yisrael was not ready to have Erev amongst them, and that's the way it caused all the tzaros. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Havana was, we need to bring the Kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu down here to the world. And we have to bring it to such a low place that I need to have the Erev. And eventually that's what's going to happen. Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Kol U'Masoilo. So here you see the tribe, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to bring the Erev here into. That's why it's so important. That's Shichis Amcha, it's my nation. Moshe Rabbeinu is advocating, we need to have the Erev. Not for me, because I like these people, but because that's the Gilui Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, which is the whole Tachas Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now that we understand that, we know that Tefillin is the Gilui of Hashem on the human being. All the world will see Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha Elo Tefillin Shebaroish. It's the tefillin on your head. That means that's the gilui of Hashem on a person's body. Kadosh Baruch Hu has, so to speak, a tefillin. It says there Mikav Chesuah Grei Chad Baaretz, and Am Yisrael has a tefillin. It says Shmaya Yisrael Shemekino Shem Echad. We associate, we connect Hakadosh Baruch Hu through the tefillin. The tefillin is what makes us part and parcel of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the connection to above. The tefillin elevates a person to such a level. Tzaddik speaks about it in length in many, many places. The whole idea of the tefillin is to elevate the body. That's why the Gemara says, tefillin tzrichim guf noki. You have to have a clean body. Especially a tefillin, more than anything. It's more than tzitzis. Tzitzis doesn't require a guf noki. The reason why we don't have tefillin today, because it's very hard for us to keep, we don't have tefillin the whole day, it's hard for us to keep the body clean. But tzitzis we do have. What about gufnoki? We're not so chayish with gufnoki. But tefillin needs to have, you elevate, a person's elevating himself to such a high place. So tefillin is the gilui of kishem Hashem nikra alecha, of yorim yimeko, the gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, in the body, it bring it down to here, that's what tefillin is all about. So when we're going out of Mitzrayim, right, we have Pashias, and right away, the first Pashias to talk about after Am Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, is two Pashias of tefillin. The two parshas that have the tefillin are connected to us. Right away, these are two parshas of tefillin. What do the two parshas of tefillin speak about? They're speaking about the inyan of bechor. So already the reason that we quoted before already mentioned it. Because the idea of bechor is the fact that you have Kedushas Yisrael. You have the Kedusha that goes to the highest part, that a goyim, a geirim cannot even connect to that. It's b'ni bechori Yisrael, because Kedusha calls Am Yisrael b'ni bechori. So meaning that we have this special kedusha, special association, special connection, relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a very high place. So mainly when I'm talking about the Kedusha Yisrael, which is the whole Tachlis Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Tefillin, which personifies Am Yisrael being a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is coming with the Parashas of Bechor. Because the whole idea of Bechor is bringing the Kedushas Yisrael. And really, that's, as mentioned before, the whole process of Mitzrayim starts with B'ni Bechor Yisrael, and right away it says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Paroi, if you don't send them out, Hinein Yoruk is Bincho Bechorecho, which is Makas Bechoris. So the whole process of the Bechor, you're starting with the Gila Bechor, ending with the Inyan Bechor, that's the Kedushas Yisrael, which is called the Bechor. The reason why Am Yisrael, the highest nation, is brought down as far, and Am Yisrael is considered to be the Am Segula because they call it Bechor. That's the Bechor of Am Yisrael. So it mainly comes out that we're talking about the Kedushas Yisrael in the highest form. That's the Tefillin, that's the Tzitzit Tzrayim, that's the Bechor. These are the two parashas who come out right in the Tzitzit Tzrayim. And now, with what the Arizal said, and we're not down the name of Arizal, because it's a very Geshmaka thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu says the following. We want to be Megala Kedushas Yisrael down here. Meaning in the, as much as possible, in here in the world. So, and the Giloy of Shem Hashem in the world, and the strongest way possible, as we just learned before, is the fact that we have an Erev Rav. So the first parasha of the Gilu Yishmoyah of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Tefillin that comes out, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Tzibur, Kaddish Likol Bechor. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, this does not connect to the Erev Rav. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu is feeling bad for the Erev Rav, that they're they're not going to fit, they're going to be upset. Pshat is, I need the Erev Rav to be connected in that first mitzvah of Tavis Sol Gavim Mitzrayim. Because the Tachlis is to bring it down to there. So Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Kotcher understands that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. That if they want to have Gilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the first way, the first stage is, they're about to be part of it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, say prayer, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, but first of all, I'm not going to say prayer, I'm going to say chometz. You can connect to that, the whole idea of not having chometz in the world is what brought down many Yisrael. The Sefer Chassidus speak about that no chometz in Pesach refers to the fact you have no ban in the world, no Yetzer Hara, no Ra, no Sitra Achor, no Satan. The chometz represents that. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing the Erev Rav to the highest level, bringing Umas Oilim to be Miskadish Kedushas Yisrael, the parasha that connects to them is don't have chometz, have only matzah, connect to Kedusha. The first parasha of Tefillin is the Erev Rav connected. The next parasha, that's when he says, okay, now I'm going to give the Kedusha a Bechor. And it's not Stam, it's divided this way. It's Kakayadua, read that many places, and always when you have four, that's just connected, is that the four parashas that's filling in connected, when we speak about Shem Hashem, the four parashas are the connected Yud, Kei, Vov, Kei. The first two parashas is the Yud and the Hei. Now, even without understanding anything about these letters, we know one thing the Gemara tells us. What's the Yud and what's the Hei? The Yud, the Gemara says, with the letter Yud, Nivro Olam Haba. Yud al Shem Machshava Nemro. Yud is something which is connected to the higher world, the world. There's two worlds which were created. Kiveko Hashem Tzur Olamim. Yud is connected to Olam Haba. And what's Hey? Hey is connected to Olam Haza. So in the most passionate way, we really feel, and this is obviously connected to everything that is mentioned about it, that the first two letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud is connected to the higher place, to the, so to speak, Mitzido Yisbarach, and the Hey is Olam Haza, it's from Mitzideinu. So according to that, it comes a very Geshmak. When the first Pasha of Tefillin, which is connected to Yod, when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to the world, there, you're speaking, you want to say how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the world, because that's the Tachlis, not the fact that you have Yud Kei Vav Kei in Shemayim, but that we are associated with it. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu, it comes down until Erev Rav. So therefore, that first passion is conditionally called Bechor. When Kishmuk is Mitzavah, I'm giving you Mitzivah, Kishmuk is Bechor. Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, but the way it appears here in the world, it comes down to no chometz, not to Kadesh, not to a mitzvah that disqualifies the Erev Rav. The next Pasha, the Pasha that already is talking about connected to Hey, it's from us. Now we're talking about Am Yisrael. We're talking about how high can we get? We have the Erev Rav, it can go very high. But Am Yisrael can go even higher. We're talking about our connection. How high can we go in Kedusha? We can go in Kedusha until the level that we are Bechor. That we have that association. So the first parasha is the Kishbol coming down to here. Goes down even to the lowest place, the Erev Rav. The second parasha comes out of us going up of there. We go up to Bechor. So it very much fits over here. So according to all that, and obviously there's a lot of pilpul to talk, and many diukim, the Maharal and Gvuras Hashem, because also to mention that you have over here that there's two parashas, One parsha is a more positive parsha. The first parsha is a more positive parsha. Because it doesn't say Nisurim, it says the Kaddish Likol Bechor, the good thing. It doesn't mention, the second parsha, it says, it speaks about Yaharug Hashem, you have a more, like, more negative parsha, but the Maharal speaks about it. And that fits a lot with what we're talking about, which we won't go into right now. But according to what we just learned, the Arizal gave us a big insight. And that's what we're trying to expand upon. Is that these two parshas that we have, which are connected, which are in the tefillin, are the it's the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the first Gilui has to have the Erev Rav in it. The way it's Parsha Pshat mentioned over there is, Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad for the Erev Rav, so he didn't want to have the first mitzvah that the Erev Rav excluded. But a few what we're learning, and the way maybe it makes a little more sense, fits more, the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, to the fullest extent, is when the Erev Rav is also part of it. So the first mitzvah, the first parsha that we have, Kaddish Koyuk HaBechoy, Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, switches to have the Erev Rav included, because the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down to here. And Be'emes, the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the parshas that we associate these weeks, which are the weeks of Hashem, the week that we read, laying Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're connected to Mitzrayim, is really to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the lowest place in the world, to have Gilui Hashem all over the world, until we'll be zeichet to see it, peineinu, that you have Gilui Hashem, loy chola oretz kemoide.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.